tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Parker?
Not much to tell, really.
Peter lives with his aunt and uncle.
Did you catch that spider guy yet?
No, but we will. This guy wears a mask like an outlaw.
I think he's trying to do something maybe the police can't.
Can't?
You know, if you're gonna steal cars, don't dress like a car thief.
You a cop?
You seriously think I'm a cop in a skin tie, red and blue suit?
Who are you?
There's a rumor of a new species in New York. It can be aggressive if threatened.
Okay, here's the deal. It's been only 10 years since Sam Raimi broke box office records with his Spider-Man film. Now the series is getting rebooted with Andrew Garfield as the web-slinger in The Amazing Spider-Man. Because the first wave of Spider-Man films ended only a few years ago, it's impossible to not compare him to this movie. And that's a problem. In essence, The Amazing Spider-Man tells the same story as 2002's Spider-Man. In fact, the first hour is virtually the same, with some minor changes. Then it turns into a slugfest between Spidey and the villain, another scientist who uses experimental drugs on himself and turns evil. The highlights of the film are the effects and the action, which looks fantastic, especially in 3D and in IMAX. Unfortunately, the movie drags between them with a retread origin story and mumblecore high school angst dialogue between Peter Parker and his new squeeze Gwen Stacy. Were it not so derivative and repetitive, this could have been a great film, but too much time is wasted on what we've already seen, which is sadly where the meat of the actual story is. Still, it's worth seeing for a fun summer movie. The Amazing Spider-Man gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.